Welcome, Shannon Williamson, Executive Director, Lake Ponderé Waterkeeper.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, we want to find out about the Burlington Northern plan to put a railroad crossing across the lake. But first of all, Lake Ponderé Waterkeeper is dedicated to protecting the water quality of Lake Ponderé and its associated water, so they remain swimmable, fishable, and drinkable for future generations. And with that in mind, why are you so concerned about adding this train line?
Well, it's actually three additional bridges that would be built by BNSF over the next several years, about a five-year period of time. We're concerned about the proposal for a couple different reasons. It would definitely facilitate a significant increase in rail traffic. Train volumes are expected to increase to about 114 trains a day by 2025. We have about 58 on the rail lines through Sandpoint every day right now. And we're concerned about a significant increase in transport of hazardous materials adjacent to and over our waterways. That could have a really serious impact on our local water quality if there was a derailment and a spill. But in addition to those environmental impacts, we're concerned about increases in noise pollution and air pollution, as well as traffic delays, delayed emergency response, and impacts to our local economy.
Are there other groups in this area that are also concerned about this potential?
Absolutely. I know that Idaho Conservation League is working with us as well to bring awareness to the community about the proposed project, and we've been contacted by numerous members of the community that have expressed their concerns.
So you said that right now we have 58 trains a day, and this extra train lines would increase it to 114 by 2025.
That's the expected capacity by 2025. I don't know if we'd see that kind of significant increase right away, but BNSF has even acknowledged that, you know, rail traffic volumes have steadily increased over the last three decades, and they're expecting them to continue to do so. That's why they say this project is needed.
So what permitting agencies are involved, and what are their respective roles to have this proposed extra tracks?
There's three agencies involved, two federal agencies and one state agency. So the lead federal agency is the United States Coast Guard. The second federal agency is the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And the state agency is the Idaho Department of Lands. And they all have different responsibilities. As the lead agency, Coast Guard, most importantly in our minds, is responsible for what's called the NEPA process, or National Environmental Policy Act. And that's where they determine, evaluate all the different impacts that could result from this type of project and determine what actions can be taken to either mitigate or alternatives that could be put into place. And right now, based on the notice that was put out by the Army Corps, it said that BNSF would only be required to do an environmental assessment, which is not nearly as robust as a full environmental impact statement. And so we're very, very strongly advocating that a full EIS be done for this project rather than just an environmental assessment, which could easily end up with a finding of no significance, which would be very, very concerning. Meanwhile, the Army Corps is also responsible for permitting part of this project, specifically for dredging and filling. They're going to need to fill some of our nearside waterways as well as some wetland areas in order to build this additional infrastructure over the lake and over Sand Creek. The third bridge would be over Bridge Street going to City Beach. And then Department of Lands also has a different regulatory authority where they permit encroachments, which is anything that's permanently fixed to the lake bed. And so they look at another set of parameters to determine if they'll permit the project.
One of the things that folks in Bonner County are aware of is how many trains do come through here at this point in time. And there's a great concern about not just a spill, but also the traffic on the tracks and stopping traffic on roadways. And with this additional lines, that would increase.
Well, it's interesting because if you ask BNSF or what they've been advertising here locally is that this infrastructure project would eliminate those wait times. It is a bottleneck, and they're saying by putting in these extra bridges and extra track that wait times would decrease. But given the fact that this infrastructure project will allow significant increases in traffic, trains will be moving. They probably won't be stopped on the sides like we see right now. But given the fact that most of our crossings are at grade, meaning they're not separated, we don't have underpasses or overpasses, it means that trains will be moving, but the gates will be down, and you'll still be waiting there.
One of the things I've heard people say is, would that require then Burlington Northern to put in underpasses and overpasses to accommodate so much more train traffic?
They're not required to. I think that would be something that they should take a very serious look at, something that we'll be definitely advocating for. Unfortunately, railroads are not required to pay a significant amount towards those types of improvements for communities. They're really, at best, only responsible for 5% of those improvements within a city. And these are incredibly expensive projects that we just can't afford.
Are we talking $2 million for an underpass or overpass?
I've heard up to $10 million.
That makes sense. So with all of this potential, and this is quite a big project, it impacts a lot of different folks, people, the water quality, the potential. Is there a timeline for public comment? Can the public have a say on this?
The public absolutely will have a say in this, and I encourage everybody listening to get involved, and we're here to help with that. So what we know right now is the fastest timeline here is with Army Corps. They have a 30-day public comment period out right now, which would end on March 28th. I have heard, although this has not yet been confirmed by Army Corps, that there will be an extension, and I'm happy to share that information when I get that update. Again, Army Corps is only looking for comments from the public that are specific to what they will permit, which is filling. And so it's really important that people understand that their comments, in order for them to be effective, are specific to that component of the project. And they can find more about what Army Corps is looking for through their public notice, which is linked on our website, www.lpow.org. The next public comment period is open till May 23rd. That's Idaho Department of Lands. They will be holding two public hearings on May 23rd, one in the morning at 8 o'clock in Ponderay, one at 6 o'clock in evening in Sandpoint. Again, that information is on our website. They are looking for permits specific to their regulatory authority. They have also confirmed that Army Corps will be present, so this is an opportunity for folks to address both what Army Corps and Idaho Department of Lands are permitting specifically. If people need help on understanding what those components are, they are more than welcome to reach out to me. Perhaps most importantly, is the Coast Guard component. Again, this is where that's the agency that will receive comments that are applicable to all the broader implications of these proposals that I already mentioned, whether you're concerned about traffic delays, delayed emergency response, noise, air, water pollution, all of those things need to be directed to the Coast Guard rather than the other agencies that I mentioned. And fortunately, I was able to have a conversation with a representative from the Coast Guard earlier today, and their timeline is vastly different from the other two agencies because they are the lead agency and will be overseeing actual construction of the bridge. They are accepting comment right now, and we have that information as well on our website, the contact person to get in touch with to send in all of your comments about the broader implications of the proposal. This person also confirmed, at least verbally, that they will hold a public hearing in Sandpoint. He could not give me a timeline for that at the time that we talked this morning, but he did mention that there would be a public hearing to be held in the community, which is very, very good news.
You mentioned that folks could get a hold of you. How can they do that?
So you can either get a hold of me through email, which is Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N, at Lake Ponderay Waterkeeper, that's singular, .org, or you can call me at our office phone, 208-597-7188, or you can just stop by our office located at 100A Cedar Street.
Right next to the Cedar Street Bridge.
Right.
So if someone from the public wanted to get involved right now or find out more, they can get a hold of you, but wanted to get involved, is there anything that anyone can do right now besides waiting for these public hearings?
Yes, absolutely. There is the public hearing, but other public comment periods are open. So if they want to comment by supplying a written comment, they can to those different agencies. But what I've really been advocating for is that community members specifically request to the Coast Guard through the contact information on our website that a full environmental impact statement is required, rather than just an environmental assessment. EIS is required for proposals that it's obvious there will be a significant impacts, environmental impacts, and for building three bridges adjacent to and over our waterways and that are critical habitat for endangered species like bull trout. There's no question in my mind and in most people's mind that this will have a significant impact. But it's very, very important that people request the Coast Guard to perform a full EIS rather than an EA. And they can do that simply through email. We have the information to back up that argument on our website.
Again, that website is
www.lpow.org.
So lots of information is there to help disseminate this huge amount of information. Three different regulatory agencies, all with
different timelines,
aspects, different timelines. But it is possible, as you say, that folks can get involved and maybe make a difference.
Absolutely. The gentleman I spoke with from the Coast Guard said he's already received, you know, numerous comments that they have to wade through and, to, you know, it's for them to respond to as well. All of your public comments have to be given a response. So they do make a difference. And so I really encourage people out there, if you're concerned, to really use your voice because it's important.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, and we hope you will come back again. Shannon Williamson, Lake Ponderay Waterkeeper.
Thanks for having me, Susie.
Okay, thank you.